This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. On Capitol Hill, many U.S. lawmakers are labeling WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange as a person who went rogue, who should be served justice. The reaction comes after he was remanded in custody after he faced court Thursday following his arrest at the Ecuadorian embassy in London. AP correspondent Eric Tucker explains.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange was arrested pursuant to a U.S. extradition request. The Justice Department unsealed an indictment that was returned under seal last year that accused him of conspiring with Chelsea Manning in computer hacking. Currently, Julian Assange faces a single count indictment, a computer hacking conspiracy count that carries up to 5 years in prison. He has indicated through his attorneys that he intends to fight any extradition demand. There has been a long debate about press freedom and Julian Assange. Is he a journalist? Is he entitled to the same sorts of media protections that other journalists would get? The Justice Department may have sidestepped that argument by charging him unrelated to the publication, but rather the means by which he obtained it.
That is Eric Tucker reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump expressed willingness Thursday to hold another summit with North Korea's leader to try to reach a sweeping denuclearization deal. We get details from VOA Steve Herman.
There are various smaller deals that could happen, Trump said to a reporter in the Oval Office when asked if he could accept any agreements shy of denuclearization.
You can work out step-by-step pieces, but at this moment, we're talking about the big deal. The big deal is we have to get rid of the nuclear weapons.
South Korean President Moon Jae-in told Trump that the first summit the U.S. president held in Singapore with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un last June led to a significant reduction of tension on the Korean Peninsula and that there is a need for a third summit. A second summit in Hanoi earlier this year ended prematurely with no agreement. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.